here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man loses over $10,000 in malware gift card scam. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Gillette man has lost over $10,000 after falling victim to a malware scam on Monday. According to Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, on August 5th, a 23-year-old man was instructed to contact someone claiming to be a Federal Trade Commission representative after his computer was infected with malware. The scammer told the man to purchase gift cards, leading him to buy 35 Sephora gift cards at $250 each and 4 Walmart gift cards at $500 each. Wasson said the 23-year-old man provided the card numbers to the suspect, who promised that he would be appropriately compensated, resulting in a $10,750 loss. There are currently no suspects in the case, and the investigation is ongoing. Wyoming judge expected to make decision on abortion case. A Wyoming district judge is expected to decide soon on a case over a state law that would ban abortions with few exceptions. The Life is a Human Right Act claims abortion is not health care, but that could contradict the constitutional amendment Wyoming voters passed in 2012, largely in opposition to Obama's Affordable Care Act that says each competent adult shall have the right to make his or her own health care decisions. Marcy Kindred with the new group Wyoming United for Freedom says Wyomingites have long valued limited government. Kindred said, "We have always been a traditional live and let live state and believe that these complex, deeply personal healthcare decisions belong only to women, their doctors, their families, and their chosen faith." The state Supreme Court declined to hear the case in April. The same district judge deciding this case will also decide on Governor Gordon's first-in-the-country measure to ban abortion pills. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.